Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 479 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie is going to share a really informative update about the raccoons next door. I can't imagine that you would want to hear anything else on whatever this day is that you're listening to this episode. We're also going to talk about sports, of course, as we always do, and just what's been going on in Birmingham and San Antonio. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have a $5 level, an $8 level, and a $10 level. On our $10 level, we did an episode last week about the January-February issue of Southern Living. We did our bi-monthly book club episode just a couple of days ago, and we'd love to have you join us for Patreon fun. Also, please do stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And there's a link for Birmingham live show live stream tickets in the show notes. It's available live, of course, and then for a week after. Alrighty, y'all. Hope you enjoy episode 479. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, it's Winter Storm 26 here in Birmingham.
Listen, same in San Antonio. It is 22 degrees outside right now, which is really cold for South Texas.
It's 25 here. Y'all are welcome for the weather update. Mm-hmm. Now, they canceled all schools for today here in Birmingham. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I told you last night that there were some warnings about potential black ice. I do not believe said black ice has appeared. Mm-hmm. We had a smattering of snow, a dusting, if you will, and that it's just cold. That's our winter storm. But I know it's really, really bad in other parts of the South and in other parts of the country. It's just it didn't land here.
Yeah. No, we did not get, we got some icy precip. Is the weather people like to call it on Saturday night. And you could hear it, like the sleet hitting, and like we got a little coating of ice, but it pretty much melted off yesterday, except for like our front steps still are a little treacherous. But the sun is out today. It is supposed to get up to 40. But listen, we canceled schools too, but I knew that we would. I laughed because a friend of mine who no longer lives in San Antonio, but is originally from here, I guess she was visiting this weekend, and she posted that she had tried to take her kids to the movie theater yesterday and that the sign said we're closed for inclement weather. And then, and she lives like up by DC. And then she like took a picture of like a totally wet puddle. And she was like, this is the inclement weather.
Listen, there's no need to chance it, everybody. There's no need to chance it because we don't know how to respond in these situations in our particular parts of the country. So
no.
The abundance of caution is probably a better strategy.
That's right. But I will say that as I'm sitting here in the playroom, number one, it's delightful because none of the yard people are working this week. So
it's a gift. It's a break. Yes. Oh,
a break from the leaf blowers that mm-hmm. just torment my every Monday. But I also have, you'll appreciate because it's so cold in here, I have a lap blanket. I'm like a real grandma. I have a lap blanket and another one that I have around my shoulders like a shawl. So
oh, I know. Bless you.
I know. Well, it's because I've been sitting by the fire all weekend.
Well, you got your new gas logs, but why don't you need to get out your cape heating pad for such a time as this?
I do. Oh my gosh, it's been so hot. I forgot I had it.
Yes. Oh, that's about that thing all the time. Because you know, every time Jackson comes over when it's cold, we pull out a heating pad for him mm-hmm. to put on the mm-hmm. chair where he likes to sit so he mm-hmm. can sit on it. And every time I think I need to get him one of those capelets that Melanie has.
Oh, yes. Listen, I'm so glad you said that. My afternoon plans have just been solidified. I was going to go to the gym, but now maybe I better just take to the couch with my heating pad.
Wrap up.
Yes.
Now, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, speaking of yard people, Perry and I did laugh yesterday because I don't know if you watched any of the NFL games
But I did not.
Well, the Broncos were playing the Patriots, and they were in Denver. It was a blizzard. When I tell you they were playing in blizzard-like conditions, like you couldn't see anything. I mean, you couldn't see. I mean, even the commentators were like, we're waiting to see where they tell us they've put the ball. We don't know what yard line it's on.
Oh, my word.
But they had these guys with these industrial blowers that would come out and start blowing off at least part of the field. And Perry was like, David, who works for him, who loves the leaf blower, he was like, this would be David's best job. Like, this is what he needs to do as a winter job, just to have full access to that level of blower and just to be able to use it for three hours straight.
So frequently. Yes. Jackson was here. You know, he comes over here a lot on the weekends and watches. And now, you know, we have the big TV. So he was here and we had the game on. But as I mentioned to you before we started to record. Oh, what's happening?
That's a vacuum. I'm sorry. Okay. That's a vacuum.
Listen, the podcast would not be complete without some sort of, implement.
Yes.
Or small appliance making an appearance. We don't have Hazel anymore, but we do have vacuums and leaf blowers.
So. Yeah, so we've still got that. We're consistent.
Okay, well, that is totally fine. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I made a big thing yesterday of potato soup, and I was real excited about it. And because I don't make potato soup very often, you know, and I had made my roux and I just taken my time with it, you know,
yeah,
tasting along the way, and I had started eating my potato soup and I thought, I don't feel very good. And it was kind of like, you remember like low in the olden days when we were pregnant, you know how like nausea would come on like real fast, like you were fine. Oh my gosh, I'm so nauseated.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like that. And I thought, well, I have not been visited by an angel named Gabriel.
Yeah.
I am closer to Elizabeth than to Mary, but as far as I know, that's certainly not why I am suddenly very sick at my stomach. Anyway, to not go into detail, but just to wrap up, I went and I stretched out on our bed and I turned the tower fan beside our bed that's on my side of the bed up on high. And I was like, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to mind over matter it and I'm not going to get sick and I'm not going to get sick. And so I just was continually like trying to tell my body to do something different, right?
Yes.
And then there was that inevitable moment where I was like, my body is not going to do something different. My body's going to do what it's going to do. Anyway, but I was in a cold sweat. I got very sick. And Jackson and David were just, you know, hanging out.
Yeah.
And so I finally walked out in the hall a bit later, like honestly, like hair hanging in my face. I've sweated through part of my shirt, like just with the cold sweats. And David's like, what in the world? And I was like, I've been very sick. But that was it. That was all she wrote. So I don't
weird.
I don't know what that was, but I was exhausted. So then I had to get in the bed for a bit. I missed all the football festivities yesterday as a result. So
you know, I don't really watch the NFL. I don't really care about the NFL. I kind of got invested last weekend when the Texans were still playing because I'm like, well, it's the Texans. And if I'm going to cheer for a team, that's probably who I would cheer for. Then, of course, immediately, as with all sports teams, once I started cheering for them, they lost.
Sure.
Sorry. You really hate to see me coming as a fan. You know what I mean? It. But the exception to that is Indiana, which we do need to talk about. But what I have discovered, my friend Meredith was like, I kind of hope the Patriots win because I love Ann Michael May. And I was like, I don't know who Ann Michael May is. Well, I'm going to tell you that she is the wife of the Patriots quarterback, Drake May.
Okay.
And she is darling. I have started following her on Instagram. She is the cutest little thing. She wore a white fur hat to the game yesterday. She's just precious. And so
I don't know Ann Michael.
Well, I didn't either, but you will love her. She's darling. So they just got married. I mean, he's 23. She's probably 23. They're just infants, but she's just the cutest little thing. She wore the cutest little jacket. She and one of the other wives made snow angels on the field after the game yesterday.
Precious.
So listen, I mean, all of a sudden I'm a Patriots fan. I didn't really see that coming. But anyway, and do I have any reason? Perry kept saying, who are you cheering for? I was like, I don't really know. But then I told him about Anne Michael May, but she's just darling.
Okay. Well, yeah. They've had quite a turnaround, the Patriots.
They really have.
And my former boss, Sean, grew up in New England, so they were always his favorite team. I was much more informed about the Patriots when I worked with Sean. But so who do we have left now? We have the Patriots, and we have...
The Seahawks.
The Seahawks. That's right. Because yes. I do love the Seahawks uniforms.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. And that, listen, they played good football. They were a fun team to watch. So, you know, we'll see. The Super Bowl, do I normally care? Not really, but I'll.
Well, I think most people, I don't know, maybe some people can really commit to both college and NFL, but I kind of find people fall into one category or another.
Yeah.
Like you may keep up with both of them, but I think. You kind of direct the bulk of your energy to one or the other.
I agree.
Very, very not thought out opinion, but no, it's I am right now.
I think it's true. I laughed yesterday because I think it was during the Denver-New England game when Denver had the ball and they were driving towards the last, you know, with like 3 minutes left and they could have gone ahead by a touchdown. And the crowd got really loud. And Perry looked at me. He goes, listen to how loud that crowd is. He was like, it's hard to believe that anybody cares that much about pro football. And I was like, that's...
I know. I'm kind of the same way. I'm always surprised when I watch an NFL game and it's like bitterly cold, a blizzard, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
And people are just out there. Like they're just wrapped up.
Yeah.
They're you know, in a sub-zero wind chill and they're just in it. Because that has just never had to be my experience with a live sporting event.
No, not so much. But on the subject of football, the Indiana Hoosiers have won the national championship since we last spoke.
Yes, indeed they have. Our good friend Fernando Mendoza, what an angel.
That fourth down play that he made to score that touchdown is really, truly, maybe one of the greatest football plays I've ever seen in my entire time watching college football. Like the grit, the determination, the way he just sold out his little body that had already been so beat up.
Oh, did you see the pictures? Or Holly Rowe, I think, posted about it. His arms?
Yes.
After the game?
Yes.
My gosh.
I know.
What were they trying to do to him?
I don't know. Listen, that might... Miami defense was legit because they just beat our little Fernando up, but he persevered and
our little buddy the elf.
God, he's just a doll. He's he's the sweetest little thing, and he's made the rounds. He's been on the Tonight Show. He's been on the Today Show. He's everywhere. But
did you see? I think it was from Twitter. I posted it on Instagram, but where somebody said like he's so sweet that he probably like fights with his animal crackers before he eats them.
Yeah, I think he does.
You know, just like just precious in this world.
Yeah, I think I saw a clip of him. Somebody asked him why he didn't have a girlfriend, and he explained that he didn't have the time, and he like broke down basically what his day looked like. And that if he had a girlfriend, he would want to be with her from 6 to 9 in the evening. And that's time that he could be watching game film instead.
Absolutely. And listen,
I was like, he's really thought about it.
Like, it's really going to be something to watch him transition to the NFL.
I agree. And I will cheer for whoever they're saying maybe the Oakland Raiders, which feels real unfortunate. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see where he ends up. But I'll cheer for him because I think he's a doll. So
I do too.
And I was so happy to see them win. Kurt Cignetti finally smiled. I mean, it was what a time, you know?
I saw a picture somewhere last week of Kurt Cignetti. I don't know if it's his only daughter or if it's one of his daughters. I don't know the breakdown of his family. Mm-hmm. But it was her wedding day. And he had the biggest smile on his face. Aww. And it was kind of like when I was little and I would watch All in the Family because that was a thing I did from a young age. And I would hear Jean Stapleton's voice as Edith. Mm-hmm, and then I would see her on an award show or something and her voice was very, very different. I didn't know what to do. Like that doesn't sound like seeing Kirk Cignetti, like his face all lit up with a smile. It throws you off a little, but it's delightful.
It is. He looks totally different. He looks totally different. And I thought, you know what we've done now? I thought it was so interesting in college football, I feel like there's already all this pressure on a coach to completely turn a program around in a year or two, or you're out the door. And I thought, well, Kurt Cignetti has just put the nail in that coffin, because everybody's going to be like, well, he did it in 2 years. Why can't we do it? Where's our national championship? I was like, whoo, man, that it changes everything.
Yeah, he has overachieved for sure, sure.
Yeah.
But congratulations to all of you Indiana fans. What a time that you've had this season. Congratulations.
Seriously, what a time.
Did anything happen with you last week? Anything of note that you want to tell us about?
I do want to tell y'all about. So I posted yesterday a video on Instagram of the raccoons next door. Listen. I haven't talked about them.
Hold on one second. Oh, hold on. Okay. I've got David. Hold on.
Okay. I think that everybody had thought, just because I hadn't talked about the raccoons recently, that maybe that wasn't any longer an issue. It is. It's always an issue.
I'm so sorry.
Well, here's what's happened. In case you don't know, the house next door to us, because we live in a very old neighborhood with very old houses. When Perry and I moved into this house in 1998, the house next door was abandoned and empty, and had been for at least 10 years at that point.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. So what happened was, an elderly couple passed away. Their son and daughter never could agree on what to do with the house. So they've just let it sit there, essentially. Every now and then they'll come into town. They don't live in town. They'll come into town. They'll do something. They'll paint the front door to get the city off of their back. But it continues to be a problem. So fast forward, the daughter of one of the owners came to visit like this summer, and she told me that her dad was in bad health. She's trying to figure out the house situation next door, but she's dealing with her crazy aunt.
Okay.
She did not say the words crazy aunt. That's my ad lib on that. Let me say.
Okay.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. It's fine.
Well, so listen, you never know. You never know. You just better safe than sorry there.
Yeah, right? But we've had dealings with her, with the lady that lives next door. At one point, she threw gasoline on our dogs. This is the kind of person that we're dealing with, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So it's been a situation. We've reported it to the city. They kind of come and do different stuff. But we know raccoons. We've seen them. I mean, Caroline saw a raccoon hang itself on that chimney. We've seen them crawling out.
Tragic. It was tragic.
Traumatic. When your 6-year-old looks out the window and is like, Daddy, something's wrong with this raccoon. And we're like, well, he's dead. So it's been an ongoing thing. At one point, the raccoons came next door and tried to live in our chimney because our chimney cover had fallen off that we didn't know about. That was Piper's best day, but we took care of that. So anyway, the daughter calls me. She's like, we're trying to figure it out. She's called me again but she's like, we're kind of limited in as to what we can do. She then called me again just about a week and a half ago. Her father has passed away. So now she is the part owner of this house.
Okay.
What she proposed was, she wanted Perry and I to buy her half of the house so that we could.
You have not told me this.
No, I have not. Because.
Oh my gosh.
She said, y'all could buy it. I'll sell it to you for a really good deal, but then we would have to take the aunt to court, because in Texas there's something called partition where we could try to prove that she doesn't keep up with the house, and then she would be forced to sell her half of the house to us for fair market value. Here's the thing. I think 15 years ago, we would have really thought about buying the house next door.
Sure.
But we don't want to. We don't want to anymore. We don't need the space. There's no reason. I did appreciate that the way she pitched it to me, she was like, well, but your daughter may want to live there. And I was like, oh, I appreciate that you think our daughter would want to move next door to us. But
can I introduce you to Caroline Schenkel?
Yes, that because
that might clear up a few things.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think she's going to live next door. So anyway, and the thing is now it's a teardown. I mean, clearly, just the raccoons alone, I'm like, you're going to have to level it. So you really would just be buying it for lot value. We basically said no. I think the neighbors across the street have kind of said no. So she had told, she had let me know that they were going to try to do some stuff. One was that they had a critter control person come out to the house on last Monday to give them a bid.
Hold, please.
Okay.
I'm so, so sorry.
It's okay.
This is your work and I'm interrupting
you. It's okay. Okay. So the people across the street don't want it.
The people across the street don't want it, or I don't know that they don't want it. They're kind of talking about what that would look like. And I mean, here's the thing. I think everybody's like, here's the ceiling of what we would be willing to pay for it, because there again, it's essentially lot value. And then you think of if you're going to have it torn down and what you're going to do next. So then she told me that on Monday, they had somebody, a critter control guy, come to give her an estimate on rodent removal, because what she told me was she wasn't aware that there were rodents living in it. Which I'm like, well, it's been abandoned for 40 years at least. So yes. And I mean, we live down, there's a creek down from our house. There's, I mean, we always have like raccoons and possums and skunks. We have foxes. So I'm like, it would stand to reason there had been some rodents in that house. So, they had a, and I, listen, I told Perry, I said, that critter removal guy showed up and was like, guess how I'm buying my lake house.
Best day ever for him. You know? Like, it was like he pulled the handle of a slot machine and $100 bills came out of that thing.
I mean, absolutely. I can't even imagine. I mean, because I feel like here's my removal program. I'm going to light it on fire. You know, like, what?
Yes.
And my thing is a concerned person is if you rid that house of critters, where are those critters
going? That was
going?
My next
you
know question. What I mean? When they say critter, we don't need to get into this because, but I do, it does raise some additional questions in my head. I'll leave it there.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it like most animals where the sense of smell would lead them back to where they have been if they're not properly... relocated?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. And you know that I know that that happens because one of our campus life kids, they used to have, this was years ago, but they used to have raccoons in their backyard that her dad would trap. And then he would spray paint a blue stripe on them and set them free down in the basin, which is not far from our house, so that he would know if the same raccoon was coming back.
Oh, listen, you, and Perry, tagged them. You and Perry could do that this weekend, right? We're always looking for new activities. We've said we need hobbies. Yeah. Maybe you and Perry could mark the raccoons.
Mm-hmm. A catch and release program. Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
Anyway, that's all going on. And so in the meantime, I told Perry that. I said, hey, she's having a critter removal guy come. And Perry was like, well, God bless that guy and his efforts. And he said, did you tell her about the raccoons that live in the house and in the chimney? And I was like, no, I didn't mention that to her because I feel like every conversation we have, I'm the bearer of more bad news about that house.
Right.
You know, like hey, there's a flea problem. Hey, the garage is coming down. Hey, the chimney's about to separate from the house and maybe fall on our house. Here are all the issues. So Perry just happened to be outside and he saw our little raccoon friends and he took that video of them.
Okay. Okay. It's not better. It's not better.
It's not better. And the thing, I don't know if you know about animals and just the general birds and the bees, but what happens is things procreate.
Sure.
So they're living large in that house next door. Yes, why wouldn't you want to start a family? You know, it's a generational. And that somebody messaged me and said, I'm so happy to see they've been able to keep that house in the family all these years.
Well, it's really, I mean, for the South Texas raccoons, it's the old home place.
Yeah,
you know,
it really is. And so they've been able to create a homestead there. They've created a generational cycle of... squatting in the house next door. And so anytime, so like yesterday, I always let Piper out in the front yard because that's her version of a walk. And so you can see from that, that's, you know, it's as far as she can go. But she immediately...
God love her. Listen.
So she immediately goes running over there on her little three legs to, I mean, that chimney is just like a gold mine to them. The dogs are obsessed with it because they know at the top of that chimney are raccoons. So it continues to be a problem. People have asked, like, have you reported it? Listen, we've called the city. We've talked to the city. We've had health people come and look. But, like, there's only so much they can do. Like, you... I don't know why. I don't know all the laws, but there's only so much they can do. And so usually what happens is they would contact the owners. They would come do just enough to pass whatever the city's ordinances are and then continue to leave it. So that is the story of the house next door.
Okay. So you know how Taryn Delaney has the YouTube where she is like chronicling what it's like to redo this house in the country that she's bought? I would absolutely, no hesitation, watch a YouTube series about these raccoons. Well, if the Lord should lead you, prompt you, stir something in your spirit about, you know, documenting, I would 100% watch it. I want either you or Perry to befriend the critter control guy when he comes over.
Oh, Perry's been waiting for him. It just hasn't worked out where Perry's been home at the same time. But the other day I was like, oh, he was here. And Perry rushed to get here and the guy had already left. But the stories that man will be able to tell.
Yeah, that's really, I'm maybe most interested in that. I really, that breakdown, I look forward to that installment of this new series on the podcast.
Yeah.
About the raccoons. Okay. I really do.
Well, I'll see what we can do. But over the years, I mean, Caroline, when she still lived at home, she woke up to the sound of the raccoons fighting. There's domestic disturbances over there.
I remember. I remember. I mean, it's way past time for an intervention.
It really
is. Way past time.
It really is. And so, needless to say, we are not interested in buying that house next door.
Okay.
Yeah.
That feels wise.
Yes. Yes.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. So what about y'all? What's been happening there?
Nothing along those lines. I got to tell you, nothing that exciting. I had a couple of doctor's appointments last week. That was terribly thrilling. And I was... My doctor who delivered Alex and all that, every time I have an appointment with him, we have, you know, you have your appointment and then you go into his office and you just have a conversation afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if everybody's doctor does that, but he does. And listen, I always love seeing him. It's so strange considering, you know, what's happening. But yeah. I just adore him. And I realized when I left, I thought I have been coming to this doctor for 25 years, which feels like a long time.
That's a long time. Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, and then I had an eye doctor appointment and, we had David's birthday, which was Friday. And so he doesn't work on Fridays. Mm-hmm. So he has a 4-day work week. And so, anyway, so we were both here on Friday and we went to dinner Friday night with Suzanne and Barry and Jackson and Alex. That was super fun.
Oh, that's fun.
It was. Mm-hmm. And then David and I went over to Suzanne and Barry's afterwards and just hung out for a little bit. My sister is doing our decor for our live show here in Birmingham.
Yes.
And she loves this sort of thing, which is one reason why Melanie and I asked her to do it. And she's been ordering stuff and she's giddy. She's giddy.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, when she can do something creative, it's just, it kind of lights her up. So anyway, she showed me everything that she has been rounding up for that, which was really fun. And then Jackson ended up coming over here Saturday. I cooked Saturday afternoon. I made hamburger steak. Mm-hmm. I used 3 pounds of ground beef.
Wow.
I had 10 hamburger steaks and Jackson ate 7.5 of them. not in one sitting. I mean, that was like, that was Saturday at like late lunch, Saturday, late supper. And then he polished them off yesterday afternoon. So he ended up spending the night and I called Alex or he called me about something and I said, hey, Jackson's here and I'm about to make hamburger steak. You want to come over? And he was like, no, I'm good.
Okay. Listen,
he said, I may swing by on Sunday. He did not, but it was, you know, he had a good weekend too. So
yeah.
Anyway, so that's what's been happening around here. Just some regular old life.
Okay. Well, we had, I'm trying to think, on Thursday. No, we didn't have anything on Thursday. On Friday, David Thomas and Sissy Goff from Raising Boys and Girls from Daystar in Nashville, they were in town for a speaking event.
The kindest people who have ever lived.
Listen, the kindest people who have ever lived.
Like the most encouraging people who have ever lived.
The most encouraging. When I sent them, because I was like, let's go to El Katrine. It's my Friday night favorite. We were also meeting Julia, who was one of my Campus Life kids way back in the day. And then she worked for Daystar after she graduated college. So she knows them too. So that was super fun. So it was all of us met together. And we met at El Katrine because we decided that was close to where they were going to be speaking. And when I sent the website to them, I mean, David immediately, he's like, this place looks amazing. Like, they're just, you're like, this is why y'all are good at your jobs. You know, they're just so affirming and so warm. And we just had just the sweetest time with them. And then I came home Friday. I left Perry. Perry was going to go with me to meet them, but he was still working on our gas logs. I left him drilling holes in our fireplace.
Bless him.
Listen, but it was the greatest gift. I mean, I cannot even tell you when I got up Saturday morning and I could just turn on a fire. I had plans.
That's a good day.
Well, and you and I talked on the phone for a long time on Saturday.
We talked on the phone for 1 hour and 45 minutes. When Jackson got to the house, you and I were still on the phone. And when I hung up, I was like, we talked on the phone for an hour and 45 minutes. Like it was 1988.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah.
We talked on the phone for a long time. I had no idea we had been talking that long, but
no.
I was in my pajamas and then suddenly I heard the door open and it was, I was like, oh, well, anyway, but we caught up. That's what's important.
We did. Well, we caught up. And what happened was about halfway through our phone conversation, we realized that Free People was having a sale plus an extra 25% off.
That was a situation. That was in fact a situation. And we both kept seeing things and we both ordered a few things.
Yeah, we
as
did.
Well.
And I ordered something else this morning because they had that little bandana-ish jacket with the fringe that I'd sent that to Caroline and she was like, I love this. And so
okay, I'm so glad. Listen, yes, that'll be darling.
Yeah, it's so cute. So anyway, so that was part of it. But then Saturday, I mean, I was really, so when I talked to you, I was like, oh, when I get done, because the Aggies were playing at noon. So I was like, I'm going to watch basketball and then I'm going to kind of straighten up my closet and kind of do some stuff like that. And I'm going to tell you that I didn't do any of that. I sat by the fire all day long. Like,
I'm so happy for you.
Was so happy. I started reading. Listen, I have always loved a World War II book.
Oh, get out.
I know. And then
get out of here.
I had kind of gotten off of World War II books about 2 years ago because here's the thing that I learned about them. They're always sad, you know, and as they should be, you know what I mean? But I was just
sure it was a sad time in history. Just generally.
It was. And so
not much of a way to sort of like reframe that.
No, not really. Mm-hmm. And so I had kind of gotten off of it because 2 years ago, I just didn't want to read anything sad. But on, I guess, Thursday, I had finished Homeschooled, which was the book I'd been reading. And I was like, I need a book for the weekend because it's going to be cold. And so I looked on like what's on New York Times, what's on bestseller. I started to, and there is a book called Family of Spies. Listen.
Fantastic.
Family of Spies. It's a true story. It is a true story about a girl. Listen, hold on. I'm pulling it up so I can tell you all, because it's by Christine Kuhn, I guess is how you say her name. Family of Spies, a World War II story of Nazi espionage, betrayal, and the secret history behind Pearl Harbor. It is her story of finding out that her grandfather was a Nazi spy in Hawaii and helped set up the Pearl Harbor attack.
Oh, that would be terrible.
It would be terrible, but it is fascinating. Like, it's like it has so sucked me in, and she's done a great job of telling the story. I'm about 3/4 of the way through, and so I'm not going to ruin it, but I'm just going to say, okay, if you like history in this time period and reading about stuff, this is fascinating, and it's a lot of stuff that I did not know because I probably, when I was in history classes, didn't pay a lot of attention at that particular juncture in my life. And so I asked Perry last night, I was like, did you know that the Germans played a part in helping the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor? Because I didn't know that until I read this book.
Don't you feel like, I mean, you know, we had all these history classes when we were in high school. I had American history in 11th grade, which was also, you know, I was driving then. We had a lot on our minds.
We did.
That maybe did not make, and some really underdeveloped frontal lobes. And I appreciate the foundation. And my American history teacher was our beloved Joni Taylor, who's your women's basketball coach at A&M. Her daddy was my American history teacher. I adored him, but I just don't know that I retained a lot, you know?
No, because we were...
I really had to relearn as an adult.
That's it. Because we were, what we were doing is, or at least what I was doing, I won't speak for you, but I was busy reading like the liner album notes on like the newest Tiffany cassette or...
And when you say you don't want to speak for me, I feel like you can in this instance. I feel like you can.
I was worried about how I could get my bangs to be a certain height and still stay.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. So I had a lot of other things going on besides worrying about what happened during World War II. That just, it really didn't feel like any of my concern.
Okay. Well, I love that you've had this moment because, you know, I want to think that I'm a lifelong learner. So I love when we get clarity about something. And I think like... her telling this story from her family. That's a great way to learn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's really interesting. And so, cause you know, I love historical fiction, but to read like real stories of like something that happened, and they have to be told well, because I don't want to read a dry history book. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I need, as the New York Times called this, an amazing and gripping tale full of suspenseful twists and cinematic details. That's what I need.
Well, you know, I've had the cast recording for Ragtime pretty much in my ears at any point when I wasn't having a conversation with somebody for the last 2 weeks. And same, it was a historical fiction book. I had to read it when I was in college. E.L. Doctorow's book. It was a book that we read. I can't remember what class it was, but again, I didn't appreciate it maybe I saw the musical when David and I first got married, but there's something about when you put together the fact that you have lived a pretty good chunk of life, it gives you a different lens for what you see in history.
Yeah.
Because it really does become like, oh, we're seeing stuff repeat itself over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I that's why I like learning at this phase of my life. I should have appreciated it more when I was in 11th grade history that these things would continue to be teachers.
Yeah. But anyway. We didn't know. You know what I mean?
We didn't know.
We didn't know. So.
Okay. Well, is it time for five favorites?
For five favorites. Okay, the first one, listen, I used this product for the first time last night, and I purposely did it because I wanted to be able to report if it was all that it was cracked up to be.
Okay.
It is the L'Oreal Elvive 8-Second Wonder Water Hair Treatment. I saw this on somebody's Instagram. I don't remember.
Okay.
I was influenced because what she said is it leaves your hair like silk without weighing it down. So it leaves your hair like silk without weighing it down. I don't know what kind of like magic is in this stuff.
Okay.
But I washed my hair last night and then I rinsed it. And then this is just a treatment you're supposed to use like just once or twice a week, not every time you wash your hair. But it's very liquidy, but it gives you, like it says, this is how much, like it's 20 milliliters per, what's a milliliter? I don't know, about an inch. It's about an inch. An inch of liquid.
Is that the scientific?
It is.
Equivalent?
It is.
Is that? Okay.
Yeah. About an inch of liquid. but it measures it out for you, which is really helpful.
Oh, that is helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you put that in your hair, you put it in your hands, you put it through your hair, run it from top to bottom, and then you immediately rinse it out because it's, I don't know if you caught it in the title, it's an 8-second Wonder Water hair treatment.
Okay.
And then you just rinse it out. And so it like it detangles it, but I normally don't always blow dry my hair, but I was like, I'm doing the full research. It let me blow my hair dry so smooth and so straight and so sleek without, because normally I can blow my hair dry straight, but then I have to use the straightener to like,
okay.
I'm telling you, my hair is so sleek and shiny that I will not need to put a straightener on it. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, my hair feels so good. I texted Caroline about it and said, you're not even going to believe about how good my hair feels. Like, it.
I'm so excited for you.
It's really good. So it is, okay. I think especially if you have longer hair, it just, I think it can look so dull. And like, I feel like my hair has gotten coarser as I've, you know, had my trajectory through menopause. And so anyway, I think this is incredible. It's $10. Highly recommend.
Okay.
The next thing is the one of the infamous brands, the Ododos.
One of my favorites. Yeah, one of my favorites.
The Ododos drawstring tie leggings. These leggings are on Amazon. They are, there again, I ordered them because I wanted to try them. I have some Vuori leggings that are the same style that are my favorites, but they're also pricey because of Vuori.
Yes.
But I've always loved them. These, I'm telling you, are every bit as good. I think they're...
I'm ordering these right now.
$30. I would say they run true to size. They're so cute. I love a drawstring legging. They're super comfortable. They're soft. Love them. Highly recommend.
I only have one pair of drawstring leggings and I love them. And I don't feel like I encounter drawstring leggings frequently enough.
No, I agree.
And I am ordering these right now.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I know. Listen, I got a pair and I immediately ordered two more pair because I was like, I love these.
Did you get the 28 inch inseam or did you get the 25?
I did get the 28 and I would say I'm about 5'6" and they are like, they fit all the way down to my ankles. Like, I mean, they're long. So I probably could have done the 25.
I think I'm going to do the 25.
Yeah.
Because I either like my socks to overlap the bottom of my leggings or I don't want them to touch.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I would say.
I don't want any kind of like. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A bulky situation.
I don't like a bulky situation.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. So anyway, these are really good. So, but yeah, I would say the 25 if you tend to like your leggings on the shorter side.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you for these.
You're welcome. The next thing is, this has been a Schenkel family favorite for a long time, but I'd kind of forgotten about it because it hadn't been cold. But this weekend we have really enjoyed it. If you were looking for a good hot chocolate mix, if you were a hot chocolate person, if you like to make a chaffee, which I do sometimes, which is half hot.
You used to make chaffee all the time.
That used to be the only coffee I drank. That was what I had every morning until I grew up. But I
feel nostalgic about chaffee and I'm not even the one who drank it.
It's like we've thrown it back. We're talking about the raccoons and chaffee. This could be a podcast.
I feel kind of tender.
Yeah, could be from 2014. But the Ghirardelli double chocolate, it has to be the double chocolate. The double chocolate hot chocolate mix is the best of all the hot chocolates. It is so rich and so creamy. And if you add some milk, it like, oh my gosh, it's so good. So, and it's kind of hard to find. Like HEB really doesn't carry it very much anymore. So I order it off of Amazon, but it is delicious.
All right. I feel encouraged.
Okay. Well,
in my hot chocolate journey.
Listen, it's so good. And then the last two things are both from the Free People sale, which I hope is still going on by the time this comes out. But I think I mentioned these a couple of weeks ago, but the We the Free, the Libra wide leg cords are the softest, but like lightweight pant. They're just super cute. I think they're really flattering. They're just a great little pant to throw on with sweaters or a button down or whatever. And they are like on sale. I think they're normally like $108, but I think you can get them for like $52 after the final discount. I would say they run true to size. If you're in between, I would size down, not up.
Do they stretch at all?
They have some stretch to them. So,
That's helpful.
Yeah. They're a little stretchy, but not like a jean is going to stretch, you know, like I wouldn't say, but they just have some stretch to them. So
I love this mockingbird color.
Yeah.
And I looked at these when we were on the phone the other day and then I got sidetracked and I didn't go back to them.
Yeah. I love them.
But I will say probably 10 years ago, I had a pair of gray cords and they were one of my... We underestimate, Melanie, if I could just say this, we underestimate how often we'll wear a gray pair of pants.
That's true. But, as you know, and you've reminded me, one of my favorite pairs of jeans from about 2014 to 2019 was a gray pair of jeans.
Listen, you love those jeans.
I did.
You wore those jeans enthusiastically for some time.
Yeah, I did.
But it there's something about a gray pair of pants. I mean, they really do. They're so versatile. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah.
Anyway, these are great.
Yeah. No, they're really good. And they're certainly worth $52, I will tell you.
Okay.
And then I circled back around to this. I did not get this originally, but I kept thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's this mm-hmm. To the Peak quarter zip, which is kind of this patchworky, fleecy quarter zip. And I just think it's darling. Like, I think this is the cutest thing to throw on with. You could throw it on with your new cords. You could wear it with jeans. You could wear it with your drawstring leggings. I love a fleece that's a little different. And I think this one is really, really cute. It is also on sale. Highly recommend.
They're out of extra larges and I'm sad.
I know, but don't you think with Free People, because if you read the reviews, everything says it runs big.
I could probably, yes. I usually can size down in Free People just because it does tend to run. It's a generous cut. But
are you there? It is a generous cut. So,
oh, okay. You are there. Can you hear me? I lost you. Yeah, I got you. Okay. Well, those are great. Those are great. Thank you for spending our money. We always enjoy spending our money with you. So
listen,
thank you.
I have managed to, the downside of a freeze is I did manage to spend some money this weekend because I was, I was here reading about World War II and online shopping. So
That's right. All right, everybody. We'll be back next week. Actually, I can't record on Monday next week. We can talk about this later. So we can record on Tuesday.
Sure.
But anyway, thanks for listening, everybody.
And we will see you next week.
Talk to y'all later.
Okay, bye, y'all.